Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And that's my cue. It is Thursday. We're almost there. Good morning and welcome. 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Good morning. It's going to be another great day. It's up to you and me. We got to do our part, and we will. The government's not doing their part. Nope. They're still shut down. Day 16. Day 16 of the shutdown. All right. We're going to talk to Senator Rick Scott coming up later on in the show, about 8:34. We'll ask him all about it. And I'm sure he'll have plenty to say about it. So I'm looking forward to that. Homecoming weekend, University of Florida taking on Mississippi State. This is Saturday in the Swamp, 4:15 game time. But tomorrow, they have the homecoming parade. Around University 13th, a couple of those streets are going to be closed off for a little while. It kicks off at noon, so they'll probably close those streets off an hour or so earlier than that. So just be aware of that if you have to... You got business to tend to in the downtown area tomorrow, which a lot of people will be won't be working. Kids are out of school in Alachua County for that. Generally, that's what they've done. All right, so you got that going on. Biketoberfest officially begins today. Although pictures and Facebooky stuff that I'm seeing looks like things are already kind of got an early start and. Who can blame anybody with this beautiful weather? So just whatever your thing is, enjoy it, really. All right, we got a lot going on. We always do. Is Trump derangement syndrome on its way out? You know, with this peace in the Middle East, it is a big deal. And finally, even some Democrats had to admit that, you know, Trump got it done. Yeah, I don't know how you can be a Nazi and you bring peace to the Middle East and you put accords into effect and you're the number one ally of Israel. I never did quite get that. And they're still doing that name-calling thing, at least in some factions. But I think there are some that are kind of getting away from that. They still might not like him, but it's not a complete derangement syndrome. And even Miranda Devine from the New York Post writes about it. She said it's early days yet, but there are signs Trump derangement syndrome's on its way out. Middle East peace deal Donald Trump pulled off with sheer force of personality is part of the reason. In a whirlwind 36 hours, the president addressed the Knesset in Jerusalem to hail a new dawn in the Middle East, then flew to sign the Gaza peace deal, flanked by the leaders of Egypt, Turkey, and Qatar, who helped force Hamas's hand. European leaders took a back seat and meekly kowtowed to Trump. So this is a good thing, and hopefully people will begin to mentally heal from Trump derangement syndrome. It's not going to happen overnight, folks. But maybe that's the trend. There's another trend we'll talk about a little bit later on about there's less trans people now. I'll have to explain. It's a study in people who identify as trans, those numbers have almost been cut in half in just a few years. So we'll get into that and why some of the experts think that is. What else do we have going on? You've got the DHS Secretary, Assistant Secretary, Public Affairs, Tricia McLaughlin, talking about deportation numbers. Congress has given us funding to hire more than 10,000 new ICE enforcement officers. I know about 5,000 have been hired, so we're certainly on our way. We expect those numbers to rise. But at the same time, you've still got these folks in the blue cities and blue states, and specifically Illinois and Chicago. What is wrong with that governor, J.B. Pritzker? And it was actually McLaughlin that had a question. She said, my question for J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, where's their condemnation? And she was referring specifically to bounties that have been placed on ICE agents. We know that for a fact. Have they condemned that? No. That, wow. I mean, these people really. These are American law enforcement forcibly enforcing the rule of law. Any freedom-loving American should be disgusted by the fact that there's foreign terrorist organizations who are going after our law enforcement. These guys are just, they're just hell-bent on protecting the illegals, the bad guys, in their minds. And everything they've said coming out of their mouth, the ICE agents are the bad guys. And then you wonder why there's bounties on their heads. That is sick. That's not good. So you want some good news? Even criminals can have a heart once in a while. Yep. Carjacking. Guy's facing grand theft charges, kidnapping. He carjacked a woman, but then he returned it literally seconds later. William Mullis, 53, seen on camera outside of Sunoco Station in Cocoa off U.S. Highway 1, appears to look around and walks north out of view toward the victim's car. Car seen driving toward the exit, stopping before making a right onto U.S. 1. It backs up, passes the pumps, comes to a final stop in a parking space in front of the store. The mother runs out of the gas station and confronts Mullis. She told investigators that he said he would not have stolen the car if he had known there was a baby inside. He then apologized and left the area on foot. Wow. Yeah, parents' worst nightmare there. In this case, she was very lucky the guy saw there was a child in the back seat, got a case of remorse, and decided to drive back and give her back the car with the child in it. Under Florida law, it's illegal for a parent or anyone else responsible for a child younger than six to leave a vehicle unattended for more than 15 minutes, and the vehicle can't be running, and the child may not be left alone if their health is in danger or they're in distress, et cetera, et cetera. The mother not facing any charges right now, but yep. A criminal with a heart. There might be hope for that guy. All right. 6:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Never miss a minute of it. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Happy, happy Thursday. Good morning. Welcome, 621. It's the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So I told you about some of the things going on, kicking off Biketoberfest officially today, mostly around Daytona, but increased motorcycle traffic probably all over the state. The weather's been perfect. Please look twice and be careful and save a biker's life. Might be mine, because I'm heading over there at least sometime over the weekend. All right, so you got that. Homecoming is this weekend. So you have UF alumni coming back to town, and things will be busier there, and they'll close down University 13th tomorrow around noon. Well, they'll probably close it down before that, and the parade is at noon. But, yeah, maybe not everybody's going to be participating in that. Some people are going to be going to No Kings protest. Yeah, the No Kings protest. People frustrated with President Donald Trump and his administration as immigration crackdowns, ICE, National Guard deployments, on again, off again, tariffs, his perceived control over all three branches of the U.S. government. We'll be gathering again to protest in cities across the country. This from the Herald Tribune, actually, I guess it originates from USA Today Network. I thought that was kind of interesting how they positioned it. But there's supposed to be about 2,500 No Kings protests expected to happen. Now, this is across the whole nation, Saturday, October 18th. And I guess there's a No Kings website, but there's 80 of them that are planned in Florida. Now, they did this back on June 14th, and I don't know what the turnout, quite frankly, was. I don't think there were any big issues or problems with it. I don't know that it was well attended, but I can tell you this as I go through the lists of cities here, and yeah, there is a lot of them. Let's see. Oh, surprise, surprise. Gainesville. Yeah. Cora Roberson Park. That's on 600 Southwest 6th Street. And that's from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday. So the Trump haters who think he's a dictator, they're going to be out there. Well, and enjoy the weather. As long as they're peaceful, constitutionally protected. You don't like the guy and his policies? You want to protect illegal criminals? Well, that's your call. Hey, I don't know how much play this story is going to get. Honestly, I didn't do a lot of digging, but it wasn't right there. I'd heard it. I think it was Fox News reported earlier this morning. But here's the deal. We got CIA operations in Venezuela. And I can't remember the last time a president admitted that they had CIA operations going on in a foreign country. I mean, we know they go on. The CIA, they are kind of busy. It's what they do. But for Donald Trump to come out and confirm yesterday, he authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations in Venezuela. Wow. Now, I'm not surprised at all by that action being taken. I'm very surprised. Surprised that he said it out loud. I mean, doesn't that undermine the covert nature of whatever operation is taking place. I don't know. It's just, I thought it was kind of odd. And, the U.S. is doing everything they can to pressure Nicolas Maduro. You know, he's not a good guy. New York Times first reported the classified directive, citing U.S. officials familiar with the decision, saying the Trump's administration Venezuela strategy aims to remove Maduro from power. Now, you know, whoever leaked that, they might not be a friend of the administration. It doesn't sound like anybody who is a friend of the administration. That's not something that they would do. The administration has offered $50 million for information leading to Maduro's arrest and conviction on drug trafficking charges. The new authority would allow the CIA to carry out lethal operations in Venezuela and conduct a range of operations in the Caribbean. Asked why he authorized the CIA to operate in Venezuela, Trump told reporters his reasons were immigration or migration of Venezuelans to the United States and drug trafficking. And his contention is that, you know, Maduro opened up the prisons and sent a bunch of very bad people. Now, according to this article, which is Reuters, Trump has not provided evidence for his claim that Venezuela is sending former prisoners to the U.S. I think we've had many arrests where they were former gang members, whether they tracked them down directly to being from the jails and prisons of Venezuela. I'm not sure about that connection, that nexus, but why wouldn't it be true? We know he's not a friend of this country. We know he's in the drug dealing business. Why wouldn't he send some of the bad guys to set up drug trafficking and just wreak havoc here? Yep. He said the U.S. has made progress intercepting drug shipments at sea and that additional efforts are now focused on overland routes. Okay. I don't disagree with the idea of doing that. It's odd that it's such a public thing. That's all. It's 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Happy Thursday. Transgender trend just about cut in half. Really? We'll talk about that and a new study that just came out next on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday. It's going to be another great day. The weather's going to be awesome. And you're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Top stories, day 16, government shutdown. One of the other things we've been talking about, the CIA operating in Venezuela, and President Trump admitted it out loud. So we've got that going on. I want to make sure, because folks are so busy, the Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple, Spotify, or iHeart, you just hit subscribe. And my friend Betsy Pepine, she's so involved in a lot of charitable work, especially Habitat for Humanity. Well, get ready to tee off for a great cause Monday. Join us Monday, December 8th at the gorgeous Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club for the 2025 Pepine Gives Charity Golf Scramble, brought to you by Comfort Keepers. Now, the proceeds go to benefit Pepine Gives, along with Habitat for Humanity. And you can get signed up now. Enjoy a day filled with golf, camaraderie, community impact. For more information, just go to visit Pepine Gives. That's pepinegives.com. All right. Yeah. That's what a course. Woo. It's been a few years since I got to play on it, but man, it is nice. Hey, I mentioned this earlier. There's this trend going on where people are not identifying as, well, it's not just transgender, but, well, here's the deal. All right. Recent data was taken from college campuses, and Eric Kaufman, professor of politics at the University of Buckingham, conducted his own analysis of a large U.S. undergraduate group, included questions asking them to identify their gender. All right, so here's how it works. Anything that isn't a man or a woman is considered gender nonconforming. Okay? So, you know, people identify man, man, woman, woman, I mean, and then gender nonconforming, although it breaks down to non-binary, agender, genderqueer, gender fluid, unsure, prefer not to say. They did a study recently, 68,000 students, and only 3.6% of the respondents identified as a gender other than male or female. 3.6%. Now, why is that significant? Well, if you go back just a year ago, that figure was 5.2%. And in 2022 and 2023, that figure was 6.8%. That's kind of a large number. But how would it be cut in half in just 2 years? The report found that nonconforming sexual identity has sharply declined, according to Kaufman. Those identifying as gay or lesbian remain stable, although heterosexuality has risen 10 points since 2023. You know what it says to me? That for a lot of people, this was sort of fashionable. For a lot of people, I think it was a fad. I don't know how many people actually... I think they thought it was cool. You know, some of the younger people to identify in a different way. But I think now all of a sudden the, you know, that's that trend, and that's what it was. I think that trend, well, it's trending away. So the annual survey, College Free Speech Rankings, conducted by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, headquartered in Philadelphia, the aim is to gather students' opinions on freedom of speech and other information. So this just wasn't strictly on that particular thing. But, wow, he said the fall of trans and queer seems similar to the fading of a fashion or trend. It happened largely independently of shifts in political beliefs and social media use, though they believe improved mental health played a role. Perhaps young people are realizing they don't have to announce or label everything about themselves to be valid. And Dr. Mark Siegel from Fox News, he noted that the study is very interesting but doesn't pinpoint the cause of the decline. He said it brings up more questions than answers. I'm telling you, I really think I'm onto something when I say this was a trend. It was popular. It was a cool thing. You know how younger people, they want to be different. It's like, back years ago, if you got a tattoo, and this is, you weren't in, like, in World War II or something, you were in military, to get a tattoo, you know, was kind of a big deal. It put you in the different or, you know, odd category. You go, well, I'm an individual. I want to be different. But then everybody started to get them, and you can't say, well, I did this because, you know, I want to be different. It's like, no, you did it because you want to be like everybody else. So I think that whole, you know, the idea of this not identifying male and female and that those numbers starting to go down, I think it's a positive trend. And I think it's probably a little bit more accurate, you know, because I think people, they thought they were like sort of part of a cause. Like, I want to show the, like, I'm pro, you know, non-binary or whatever. I'm cool. I'm hip. I know the lingo. Interesting, though, to see those numbers change, really, almost cut in half in just a few years. That's interesting. All right, trucker news. Well, on a couple of different fronts, actually, I'll get to that because these big trucks on the road, they can impact all of us. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning and welcome. It is Thursday, and it's going to be a great day. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show, 6:51 right now. Happy Thursday. Let's see. Yep. Just checking. The government is still shut down. Day 16. No change on the horizon, at least for right now, it appears. We'll see. You'll be the second to know if I'm the first. Is it weird? Passengers at airports in Pennsylvania and British Columbia were stunned Tuesday when loudspeakers started blasting pro-Hamas messages and slurs against both President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Videos posted by travelers show the unauthorized recordings echoing through the terminals at Harrisburg International Airport in Pennsylvania and Kelowna International Airport in Canada. Screens at the airport in Canada also flashed messages praising Hamas and calling for free Palestine. Wow. That's bizarre, right? They hacked into it. Airport authorities said the digital break-in targeted both public address systems and flight information displays, a form of cyber vandalism that disrupted boarding and startled passengers but caused no flight safety issues in particular. Harrisburg, an unauthorized user, gained access to the airport PA system and played an unauthorized recorded message. Political in nature, did not contain any threats against airports or tenants, airlines, or passengers. They said the system was quickly shut off. Police opened an investigation. One flight already boarded was searched out of an abundance of caution. No security issues were found. Statement shared with CNN, the airport, this one in Canada, stated that a third party accessed both its flight information display screens and the PA systems, and they were experiencing some flight delays. Free Palestine chants could be heard in passengers' video reviewed by CNN. Nobody informed us of what was going on when travelers said there was no crisis response. Everyone was just confused. That is bizarre, isn't it? And it's almost like these people that have an agenda and a cause, they'll use their jobs or expertise, maybe, to push and promote that agenda. And it doesn't matter, you know, what job they do. And that's cause for concern. There can be things that appear pretty random. But let's just say, and I'm not trying to frighten anybody, but let's just say somebody works as a, you know, an aircraft mechanic. And they are part of this agenda. Are they not maybe going to do their job properly? Are they going to purposefully do something? It is something that I think is at least somewhat concerning. What exactly you can do about it? I don't know. Now, a lot of times, see something like this, they know it's probably going to make a news story. So they get the attention that they want. But what they don't realize is it doesn't change anybody's mind. In fact, people go, what? Why are you hacking into an airport PA system? That doesn't, oh, all of a sudden, yeah, I'm, all of a sudden, I'm with your cause. Yeah, because I heard it over a loudspeaker. It just, it is very, very odd, to say the least. All right. Are you ready for the weekend? The weather is going to be absolutely gorgeous, I do believe. Perfect for UF and homecoming. And, locally, I've got a story I'm going to share with you. Alachua County, a District Court of Appeals, First District Court of Appeals, rules for at-large districts in the county commissions of the county of Alachua. And I am definitely not a fan of that. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Coming up later this morning, we're going to talk to Senator Rick Scott. So stick around and listen to the Bob Rose Show also on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, Play 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. I mean Thursday. Getting ahead of myself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.